Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
GOP Congressman George Santos has been accused of proposing to a former teenage boyfriend while he was still legally married to his wife, RadarOnline.com has learned. The controversial Republican congressman has been the source of several scandals since his election win, which included accusations of lying about his claim that his grandparents were Holocaust survivors and that his mother was in the South Tower during 9/11. Santos, 34, ran as an openly gay GOP candidate but failed to disclose his former marriage to a woman during his successful campaign. A recent report claimed that in addition to allegedly proposing to his then-teenage boyfriend while he was married, Santos allegedly planned and announced an engagement party without his former partner's blessing or acceptance of his proposal. The 34-year-old congressman allegedly proposed to his then-boyfriend in 2014, 5 years before his divorce from ex-wife, Wadla Vieira Santos, which was finalized in 2019. Pedro Villarva was 18 years old when he first met then-26-year-old Santos, the same year as the alleged proposal, in 2014. Villarva claimed that even though he never accepted Santos' multiple proposals, the then-future congressman invited their friends to celebrate their engagement that November and even made a Facebook invite for the occasion. Good evening, everyone. As you all may already know, Pedro and I have decided to join our toothbrushes. LOL, and a very few friends have been selected to share this special moment with us. Santos wrote in the Facebook post, shared by his former roommate, Greg Maury Parker, to the Daily Beast. Thanks for sharing this very important day in our lives. The celebration was set for November 23, 2014, at La Bonne Soup in Manhattan. The only problem was that Villarva claimed he never said yes. He asked me 3x, but I didn't accept it, Villarva shared via text message to the Beast. There was never a party, or anything in regards to it. Adding to the increasingly bizarre claims about the newly elected congressman's former life, was the fact that his proposal came 2 years into his marriage with Wadla, the Brazilian woman Santos' inner circle knew only as a friend. Santos' former roommate alleged that the congressman even tried to get me to marry some Brazilian woman so she could get citizenship, at one point. The ex-roommate claimed the New York Republican was going to make money off of the union, however, the report did not elaborate on any specific details of the alleged arrangement. Wadla actually filed for divorce in May 2013, almost a year prior to Santos' alleged proposal. However, she withdrew the filing and remained married to Santos until September 2019. The divorce was finalized 2 weeks before Santos submitted paperwork for his initial 2020 campaign.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.